People often ask me where to buy yerba mate and recommendations, and I'd suggest going to supporting a local store or a small business if possible. However, if you're living somewhere where you can't, like I once was, and they just don't offer the yerba that you want, check out Pampa Direct. They have the largest supply of yerba mate that I've seen, and I've learned and tried so many from them before that I've never seen anywhere else. But not only yerba, they also have dulce de leche, alfajores, shirts like jerseys, games and snacks like chocolinas, which is one of my wife's favorite cookies. And I found some really great recommendations on there for beginners, such as Don Eregi, which is something I learned about by just trying different stuff there. And also some of my personal favorites, which is Pipore and Aguantadora Despalada. They have great customer service that speaks English, and in fact, they shipped me another package of yerba for free after they had mixed up one of my orders. And they always include like little, you know, extras, like little candies and stuff, which is really nice. And they ship anywhere in the world, and they offer free shipping here in the U.S. with an order of $50 or more. That may change depending on your country. And as a sponsor of the show, they offer 10% off on your first order with the code POWER. Go to yerbamatepower.com/pampa to place an order. Again, that's yerbamatepower.com/pampa. P-A-M-P-A. Pampa. Thanks. Welcome to the Yerba Power Podcast, where we share the power of yerba mate with the world. My name is Devin Wagner. I'm your host of the Yerba Power Podcast. Thank you for joining me. If this is your first episode, check it out. We've got about 47 others for you to listen to about what is yerba mate, where you find it, building community, sobriety. I talk about that as well as overcoming fear and doubt. So definitely other episodes for you to check out with other people's personal stories sprinkled throughout there about why they drink yerba mate. And if you've been listening for a while, this one is another unique story of a, I would say, famous person. If you're familiar with Dr. Andrew Huberman, this is probably someone you know as well. His name is Tim Ferriss. He's the author of The 4-Hour Workweek, 4-Hour Body, 4-Hour Chef, New York Times bestselling author and self-titled guinea pig, where he's done a lot of different experiments on human optimization and such of those things. And so this is an episode talking about one of his smart drugs of choice. When I mean that, I don't mean a narcotic, but basically something that he takes to help, you know, optimize his mental performance. And since you're listening to the Yerba Mate podcast, then I guess I'll just go ahead and let you know that it's about yerba mate. So one of the quote-unquote smart drugs of choice that he uses is yerba mate. He lived in Argentina for a couple years and even competed in a tango competition where he won some award by doing this intricate number of spins. You can find more about that and somewhere else on his YouTube or in one of his podcasts, I'm sure. He also has a podcast, Tim Ferriss Show. But what I want to talk about is yerba mate. So he has a video that I found where he talks about it in what his yerba mates, the yerbas that he drinks, how he drinks it, and some of the tips and stuff that he has there. So first off, if you're not familiar with yerba mate, it is a tea from South America. And I'm just a regular American guy, but my wife is from Argentina, and that's kind of how this podcast came into existence of me just talking about yerba mate and sharing my passion. And so I thank you all for listening, helping this grow. Right now, we've got over 3,300 downloads in 61 countries. So thank you all so much for the love and support. I would never thought that had been possible. To be honest, I thought if I ever reached 1,000, that'd be great. And here we are. So episode 48 of the Yerba Power Podcast. So his go-to yerba mate or yerba that he drinks, this was while he was in Argentina and still one that he recommends. And a lot of people, beginners, like, it's been recommended before. It's called Cruz de Malta. It's one that I would also say, you know, could be a beginner's. I personally would probably go a little bit lighter than that for a beginner. However, is a medium solid Yerba. Cruz de Malta is one. Also, it's very inexpensive, easy to get on Amazon or any other website, or probably even a local store. So that's another reason I think that it's recommended to beginners, because it's easy to find. However, I would probably steer you towards either Playadito, because that's also easy to find and rather inexpensive, but much lighter and even almost kind of sweet in a sense. Or if you can find it, Orongo, which is, it comes in like a pink bag. It's really cool looking, but it's very light, very, very light. The lightest that I've tried, it's almost, you wouldn't even notice it. So as far as the bitter taste that's common to yerba mate. So that's my own, take there. However, he recommends Cruz de Malta as one of his go-tos, as well as Jesper, which is one I've tried as well. It's an organic yerba mate. It's a little bit lighter as well. And then Anna Park, which is definitely one that I love, one that I've raved all about, which you can listen to on my top five recommendations in one of the episodes earlier. And also, I did an episode, it's in Spanish, with the grandson of the founder of Anna Park. So anyway, something cool to check out there. And here's a really interesting point that he brings up. Tim Ferriss talks about, one, what you consume, which being yerba mate for the mental performance, the mental clarity, the caffeine, the energy, and the sustained kind of flow of the caffeine and that. So that's why he consumes it. But the second and most, I'd say most important part of it is how you consume it, because that's how your body processes it. So what I mean there is that there's nothing wrong with consuming yerba mate through a can or an instant powder drink or any other form. It's just that's your body's got to process it differently. So drinking it traditional way is just the best bang for the buck. But to be honest, it is allowing you to kind of get the full experience of the leaves of the yerba mate, as well as, to be honest, the most cost-effective as well. And I would, dare say probably more enjoyable, because just the whole ritual of it, which talked about in other episodes as well, the whole preparation and the culture behind it. So what you consume, yerba mate, and then how you consume it. So I'm definitely a big proponent of consuming it whatever is convenient for you. So you don't have to do traditional. Just saying that if you, I guess, probably want the full benefits, I would be my recommendation, right? So moving on. He says he has about 12 different gourds in this video that I watched, which he could have more at this point. I personally have a ton of them too. I don't even know how many I've got. But he's got, wood, leather, et cetera, that he mentions. Wood is the traditional gourd that it's made out of. And also there's Palo Santo, which is another type of tree in South America. So there's different, I guess, ways of having the cup, the mate itself. But he shows a metal stainless steel one, and saying that it's the most practical, which I definitely agree, because it's easy to clean. That's just the simple truth. It's easy to clean. It's nothing happens if you drop it. It's inexpensive. Like, that's just kind of the go-to for beginners, as far as the investment of just starting with a simple stainless steel one. In fact, you don't even really need a mate cup. This may come to you as a shock, but really any cup will do in the meantime. The most important thing I think you need is drinking traditional is just a bombilla. The bombilla is the straw with the filter, because otherwise you really can't drink it the traditional way without the straw. But you can drink it in just about any cup. You just need something to pour water into, essentially. So hopefully that also dispels some of the complications into how to drink it and get started. You really just need a bombilla, which you can easily get off of just about any website. Or if in person might be harder to find, unless you've got a store that has yerba mate. But yeah, you can easily get one off Amazon for pretty cheap. And then of course you'll probably want to upgrade to get a nicer one later, but just for just getting started, basically getting started, you could probably get started for, less than $20, and last you for a whole month of yerba mate, because you could get like a half kilo and a cheap bombilla, and yeah, probably about $20, and you'll just pour it in a coffee cup or something. So that's just my own little hack advice there. So, however, he talks about drinking it for about 2 to 3 hours, and also going into that about how you consume things, meaning that because of the sustained release of the theobromine, theophylline, the caffeine, the antioxidants, basically all those chemicals that, you know, they're good and you're obtaining the benefits, that it's a slower sustained release, you know, that can last for 2 to 3 hours, meaning you can drink it kind of constantly throughout that time. And it's not just like chugging, you know, a big cup of yerba mate, because you're filtering it, you're re-pouring hot water into the gourd or into the cup. After you sip it, you know, let it sit over a minute, pour some more, sip it, pour some more. So anyways, he drinks it for about 2 to 3 hours while he's writing, which I found too, you know, when I'm doing work that requires a little bit of, let's say, mental concentration, you know, like you're writing or you're working on some emails or project or even this podcast, when just wanting a little boost and some clarity, I'll drink, you know, mate as well. Most of the time I drink it in the morning. Sometimes it can pick me up in the afternoon. And if you want to find out more about yerba mate, like I said, that's why I created this whole podcast. You can also message me on Instagram. It's at yerba mate power. Be glad to help you out with any questions there or any videos you see, as well as on YouTube. Just different places I try to post things to give you guys some helpful tips, help getting started. You know, just try to be create value in community as well. I know a lot of times just the education of what is yerba mate, or how do you prepare it, and then some of the benefits. So this was helpful for you in learning a little bit more about yerba mate. If you don't know about Tim Ferriss, check him out. He's got a podcast, I think I've said this before, Tim Ferriss Show. You can also find lots of stuff on YouTube about him. But as far as a fellow yerba mate drinker, cheers. And if you want to find out more also as well, follow the show. You can do that by clicking the little plus on Apple Podcast, or there's like a little green follow button on Spotify. Anything else, just send me a message. Be happy to help. Thanks. Until next time.